USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The G20 summit in Argentina is getting underway today as the leaders of the world's 20 biggest economies are there for 2 days of meetings. President Trump will be meeting with leaders of Japan and Germany today. Tomorrow he has a one-on-one scheduled with the Chinese president as the two will discuss a recent trade war. He will not be meeting, as earlier planned, with Russia's president because of Russia's most recent aggression toward Ukraine. Thousands of Central American migrants are continuing to wait at the U.S.-Mexico border, hoping to make it into the U.S. Republican Senator Mike Lee says U.S. law must be followed.
What we're really afraid of in this country is mob rule and the behavior of a mob. What we have on the border is a mob taking advantage of that. That isn't right.
The Utah senator was speaking last night on Fox News at night, and this is USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
Pressure from Congress now convincing the Veterans Affairs Department to pay student veterans all the benefits they're due under the Forever GI Bill. A change yesterday in the course came a day after the VA told congressional staffers they would not retroactively pay vets whose checks were less than they were owed because of problems with the department's computer system. The head of NASA says the head of SpaceX, Elon Musk, better forget about smoking pot and drinking whiskey on podcasts if he wants to keep flying astronauts to the International Space Station. NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine saying yesterday that Musk's decision to puff a blunt and toss down some drinks during a podcast in September was, quote, not helpful and did not inspire confidence in his company. And thanks to the Dallas Cowboys, the New Orleans Saints' 10-game winning streak is over with a Cowboys win last night 13-10. This is USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
A suspect in the Alabama mall shooting is now in custody. U.S. Marshals arresting a 20-year-old suspect in the Atlanta area yesterday. Aaron Brown is charged with attempted murder for the Thanksgiving shooting at the River Chase Galleria in Hoover, Alabama. Police shot and killed a young black man at the mall that day, but later said he wasn't actually the gunman. Starbucks will start blocking pornography on its store's Wi-Fi starting in 2019, a company spokesperson telling NBC News that viewing porn on Starbucks Wi-Fi has always violated policy, but the company now has a way to stop it from happening. The announcement comes after the Internet Safety Advocacy Group Enough is Enough launched a porn-free campaign that was also aimed at McDonald's back in 2014. And the Atlantic hurricane season officially ends today. It was an active one with 15 named storms and 8 hurricanes. Those storms included Hurricane Michael, which made landfall as a Cat 4 storm on the Florida Panhandle. Communities there are still struggling to recover from it. The damage from the storm estimated in the billions of dollars. Hurricane Florence was a Category 1 when it hit North Carolina in September, but it lacked wind, but it made up for it in rainfall. The Carolinas getting feet of rain, which led to catastrophic floods. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.